Welkom bij Radio Israël met het programma Tikva. Met muziek en bemoediging vanuit de Bijbel. Iedere week weer met een andere invalshoek. Samenstelling en presentatie, Shirley de Vrede.
Shalom, van harte welkom bij Tikva. Een programma over hoop, bemoediging, Gods woord, muziek, Gods liefde voor Israël, het Joodse volk en voor ons. Ruim een jaar geleden kreeg ik een WhatsApp van een goede vriendin van mij. Zij stuurde mij het nummer Fire of Your Spirit van Sarah Liberman. Ik dacht, wauw, wat een prachtig nummer. Ook de clip die erbij hoorde vond ik heel bijzonder. Er waren momenten geweest dat het niet lekker liep met mij. Af en toe voelde ik, geestelijk gezien, dat ik de draad kwijt was geraakt. Ook fysiek ging het niet goed met mij. Ik voelde Gods aanwezigheid niet en ik hoorde zijn stem niet meer. Voor mij was het wel van binnen een strijd om hier doorheen te komen. Het nummer Fire of Your Spirit raakte mij diep en het was of God zijn aanwezigheid aan mij toonde. Maar voor die tijd had ik nog nooit van Sarah Liberman gehoord. Maar God is getrouw dat hij zijn kinderen nooit zal verlaten voor een ieder die echt diep in zijn hart in hem gelooft. Ondanks je pijn en verdriet mag je voor zijn troon komen. Elk woord dat hij tot je spreekt, dat het in je diepst van je hart doordringt, dat hij jou vervult met de Heilige Geest. In september ben ik begonnen bij Radio Israël. Het eerste nummer wat ik in mijn eerste uitzending had opgenomen was Fire of Your Spirit. Niet veel later hoorde ik dat Sarah Liberman 3 concerten gaf. Ik kreeg een e-mail van Kees van der Vlist of ik Sarah wilde interviewen en daar zei ik geen nee tegen. Toen we eenmaal een afspraak hadden gemaakt, kon het niet doorgaan omdat er geen techneut aanwezig was die dag voor het interview. Dus heb ik het af moeten zeggen. Ik heb het aan God overgelaten. Mijn man, mijn moeder en ik zijn naar haar concert in Harderwijk geweest. En ik geloof zelf niet in toeval. Ik zei tegen mijn moeder dat ik naar het toilet moest. Op dat moment dat ik de dames toilet binnenliep, kwam er een dame uit het toilet en ik keek haar aan en ik zei, "You are Sarah." Zij keek mij aan en ik vertelde wie ik was en ze lachte. En ze zei, "Laten we gauw wat afspreken voor het interview." Nu is het zover dat ik vandaag, dinsdag 12 november, haar mag interviewen. Zijn jullie nieuwsgierig naar het interview? Luister maar.
I think the quality is very good because I hear you very good.
Okay, great.
Yes, okay. Sarah, welcome here in my program Tikva. And it has been a couple of days, weeks, that you was here in the Netherlands. And you gave 3 concerts. And without a doubt, it was an amazing concert. Thank you so much for it. And I'm very delighted to have you in my program, Tikva, for Radio Israel. And so, how are you?
Thank you so much. I just got back, actually, not long ago from the Netherlands. And it was such a huge blessing to be in the Netherlands and to do the concerts together with all the people who came and also the choir that sang with us. So it's always amazing to worship God together with people from other nations.
All right. And so did you enjoy also something from the Netherlands? I mean, did you see something from the Netherlands?
Well, my 2 favorite things are cheese from Gouda and the special waffle cookies.
That's typical Dutch.
I bring them back for my family. My children enjoy them too. They know about it and they knew that when I was coming to the Netherlands, I needed to bring back waffle cookies.
All right. So you enjoyed your concert in the Netherlands. And for me and my husband and my mother, it was very amazing, and I bought 3 your CDs. Yes, it is amazing, and my husband is a really big fan from you, and we listen to your music all the time, and it blesses us very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, you had to go a long way before you decided to commit yourself to God, and the long way that you have been through. But you have learned that all things are possible with God, and you went through a dark time and God saw your pain and struggles, but something happened in your life. So can you tell us what God has done in your life?
It would take me quite a while to say everything that's happened in my life, but I think one of the most meaningful things that happened to me is in a certain season of my life, my job, my where I was living, everything changed in very, very quickly. And so I found myself in a place where I was confused and I didn't understand, you know, what the overall purpose, you know, for my life was. And in that moment, I decided to really pursue God and to really seek Him. And God met me in that place. God really started to speak to me. I had a relationship with Him where I can speak to Him, and He speaks back to me in my spirit. And that truly transformed my life. It set my life on a trajectory that I wasn't on before. I was living a good life. I was living, you know, well, but I was less focused on God's purpose and God's kingdom purpose for my life. And because that happened, I became convinced that God wants this for every person, that He created each one of us in a special and unique way, and with our history, and some of it's painful. I have had experiences as a child that have been very painful, but I see that all of these things work together for good, that God changed my perspective, and He has, in that process, I basically surrendered my own agenda, my own ideas about how my life should be, and I said, okay, God, whatever it is that you want. Mm-hmm. And instead of, you know, God asking me to do something I didn't want to do, or you know, requiring something that I wouldn't like, what actually happened is that God led me on a journey in my life to bring all my dreams to come true and to live a truly fulfilled and powerful life.
Wow.
With Him. And so that would probably be the, you know, a significant a milestone in the journey. And obviously there are more, but that was probably the first, you know, significant one recently that changed the course of my life.
That's beautiful. We have an awesome God, isn't it?
Amen.
Well, you have made 3 wonderful CDs, and the first one is Levanecha, what means I'm before you. The second CD, A Pure Heart, and this year you have released your new CD, God of Miracles. It was a big journey for you to write all the songs. Which song touched you the most that you wrote?
That's a hard question to answer, because songs for me are birthed from my journey with God and my conversations with the Lord and the things that He shows me and teaches me. And so each song is a portion of that journey, you know. But I think that there are certain songs that resonate with people, like, all around the world, and some songs have millions and millions of views online, so I know that it's not just my heart cry, it's touching people, and it's allowing people to express their heart cry. So songs like Fire of Your Spirit, which is on the first album, which is just my heart cries for the Spirit of the Lord, and this song has just really gone around the world, with a special music video that we did in the tabernacle for it. From the second album, Gadol Adonai, Great is the Lord, is again, you know, a song that I was writing as I was taking care of my children and cooking and doing laundry one day. And I wrote the song in one day. And that song has been such a joyful surprise because it's translated into over 20 languages now. And it's just being sung around the world, and it's a song about the worship in heaven and our worship on earth as a sacrifice to the Lord. But it's joyful, and it brings the Middle Eastern sound. So that's another highlight
for
me. And the new album I just written is I just feel deeply about all of it, actually, because it's my journey right now, the season that I'm in right now.
All right. But anyway, I bought three of your CDs during your concert. And we love your music very, very much. And my favorite song is Fire of Your Spirit. And a friend of mine gave me... anyway, she sent me a WhatsApp more than 1 year ago. And I was self in... In a way, I was not very well, and I couldn't hear God's voice, or it was something else. So, what I don't get it. And so, a friend of mine, she's my best friend, and she sent me a WhatsApp, and she sent me the video clip, "Fire of Your Spirit," and it touches me so much. And it was such like if God was. He shows his face to me, and it was very beautiful to hear it. So thank you so much for the great music what you write. And but anyway, we will enjoy it. Thank you so much. The third question: during the concert, you have told a testimony about your dream before you had children. A testimony that really touched my heart. And can you tell us your dream and that God made your dream possible? And there was that dream with your children and the car.
Yeah. After I got married, a few years into getting married, my husband and I found out that it was going to be difficult for us to have children. That's what the doctor said. And we went on a medical journey to try to have children. And it took years, and it was full of many disappointments. And at the end of that process, the doctors told us that it was a medical impossibility for my husband and I to have children together. And so they basically said, that's it. You two are not going to have children. So we were looking at options for adoption and different things like that. And when you go through something as significant as infertility, which I know there are many couples that struggle with this, it is devastating, and it's emotionally hard, and it's physically hard, and it's spiritually hard, and it's ever present. It's part of your life all of the time. And as we were praying and committed to this, you know, my husband really had faith that we were going to have our own children. But the doctor said it was not going to be possible. So as we were praying into this, I received one day a vision from the Lord. And I saw two children, a boy and a girl. Two boys, an older one and a younger one, in a particular car. And I didn't tell anybody what my vision was, but because of that, I agreed to kind of undergo some more medical procedures, even though I was done. I didn't want to do it anymore. And also God had given us some words about two boys and having twins. And so I was sure that I was having two boys and twins. And one day I went away, and when I came back, my husband surprise bought me the car that was in my vision. So, and I became pregnant with twins. So now I had my car from the vision, and I was pregnant. And so on the strength of the prophetic words that God had given me, I was sure that I was having two boys. And I actually picked out two boy names, and I was ready to have my two boys. And when I went in for the ultrasound to find out what I was having, they told me that the first one was a boy, and I said, thank you, I know. And then the second one, they said, this second baby is a girl. And I remember just laying there on the bed and really being, actually having a faith crisis in that moment, because, you know, I was sure that I had heard God's voice telling me I was going to have two boys. I was going to have these twins that I saw in my vision. I had the car. I had the pregnancy. I had everything lined up. But I was actually having a boy and a girl. And later on, 2 years later, by miracle, God healed both my husband and I, and we had another baby boy. And the two boys look just like each other, and the girl, actually, the boy and girl don't look like each other at all. And I think that the greatest thing that I learned from that was, you know, in that moment where I was so overwhelmed and just in crisis about the fact that God had told me I was going to have two boys and then I had a boy and a girl, so my reality didn't line up with what God had told me. And instead of thinking, okay, if God told me I was going to have two boys, that means I'm going to be pregnant again and have another child, that didn't enter my mind because, you know, of what the doctors had said, and we think logically. And I learned from that if God says it, that's what's going to be. And it's not about how circumstances work out, but it's actually that we live according to every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
Amen. It's very beautiful because, during the concert, you told a testimony. I was crying, and because I know from the past, I cannot have children anymore. And what I hear your testimony, it really touched my heart. And I was crying, and I said to the Lord, thank you so much that you can have children. And I can never get children anymore because of my surgery. And so it is amazing what you have told me. Thank you so much for that. All right, since your last album, A Pure Heart, you have been engaged in a battle. You had a serious hearing injury. You wasn't able to pursue your destiny in music. You walked through a wilderness of pain and brokenness. So when I read the scripture in Isaiah, because you wrote also the scripture here, and this one also of my favorite scripture. Can I read this? The scripture?
Yeah.
All right. So I will read Isaiah 41, verse 18 until 20. I will open up rivers in the barren hills and wells down in the broad valleys. I will turn the desert into a lake and dry ground into springs. I will plant the desert with cedars, acacias, myrtles, and olive trees. In the Arafa, I will put cypresses together with elm trees and larches. I think there's something with the stick. But anyway, I will do it again. Okay, there was something, a technical problem. Because anyway, we're back now. Anyway, since your last album, Pure Heart, you have been engaged in a battle. You had a serious hearing injury, and you wasn't unable to pursue a destiny in music. You walked through a wilderness of pain and brokenness. So I'll read the scripture, Isaiah 41 and 43. Isaiah 41, verse 18 until 20. I will open up rivers on the barren hills and wells down in the broad valleys. I will turn the desert into a lake, a dry ground into springs. I will plant the desert with cedars, acacias, myrtles, and olive trees. In the Arafa, I will put cypresses together with elm trees and larches. Verse 20. Then the people will see and know, together observe and understand that the hand of Adonai has done this, that the Holy One of Israel created it. In Isaiah 43, verse 19. I am doing something new. It's springing up. Can't you see it? I'm making a road in the desert, rivers in the wasteland. When I read the scriptures in Isaiah 41, verse 18 to 20, and 43, verse 19, what does it mean to you, the scriptures?
Well, this is just, as I mentioned, the third album is really about the season that I've been walking through now. And what happened to me almost 4 years ago is that I sustained an injury, a hearing injury, and so I wasn't able to be around music or worship or write any songs or do anything that was related to what God gave me as my purpose to do. And I really walked through a wilderness, a devastating, barren, dry place, and the pain and suffering and despair, and so it was very, very deep season of a real trial in my life. And the reason that I picked these verses for this new project is because and God gives you living water. It's something like that cannot be described. It's miraculous. And that even within the season that I walked through and everything that I've been through, God did the miracle to allow me to come back to music and to write songs again. And this album is called God of Miracles because it is about the miracle power of God.
Amen.
And being fruitful again and turning the dry places into places, a fountain of water, a fountain of something that's life-giving. When you're going through a desert, if people are living, you know, in places that have no fruitfulness, we are actually called to be fruitful. God said to us, be fruitful and multiply, go forth in the earth. And so when we're not being fruitful, we're not fulfilling what God gave to us as our blessing in life. And so I grieved a lot, you know, in that situation. But I found God, and he gave me in his mercy so much more to give to other people, and such a greater understanding of suffering and what suffering is really like, and living with something that is painful and chronic. That the only way out is a miracle from the Lord.
Yeah.
And I wanted to write an album about living in that situation, living with that tension between the life that we're living and the power and the miracles of God, and what that looks like when we're waiting, you know.
And how long did you have the injury, your hearing injury? How long? I mean, before you wrote. You wrote
almost 4 years now.
How long?
Almost 4 years.
4 years, and during that 4 years, I mean, it was a big battle for you, but you couldn't hear anymore. I mean, the music, or I mean, when you're singing, it's not. It must be identical, you know. And but
very
yes, and but anyway, it's. During the 4 years, you tried to make music, or?
I wasn't able to for a very long time. I actually started to work on this album and started to write the new songs only in January of this year, 2019. So I walked through a long season of wilderness first, before I found the first drops of living water.
Okay, but anyway, I'm very glad that you're healed by the Lord, and so it's great. Yeah. Anyway, if you have that disease, I mean, we couldn't hear this CD, and we are glad is that we have this CD, and it's a miracle. So anyway, Sarah, you are director of Ascent Carmel Worship and Intercession Programs, and you invite also people who can join the journey with you. For the listeners, how can people join the journey, and what is your requirement if people want to register for this?
Yes, so I set up a program some years ago, and it's a 10.5-day journey, which walks through these things about coming into the true, real presence of God, about being transformed, and about living that fullness of the calling of God over your life. And we do it in Israel, so you get to also tour and go through different places in Israel and join different houses of prayer and worship and pray in significant places in the land as we go through the journey. And the program is called Ascend Carmel, and you can find more information about it on the website. That's www.ascend-carmel.com. Or you can look on YouTube and you can find testimonies of people who have been through this journey. And it's really a huge passion of my life that to set aside 10 days and to seek God and to just invite God to transform us and to really, you know, I think a lot of people live in this idea that they're waiting for God. But if you look at the Bible and you look at the promises of God, I believe that it's actually the opposite way around. I think most of the time God is waiting on us. And God is looking for people who he can give his purposes to, who he can give his promises to, who he can give more of his power and more of his authority to. And we, as believers in Yeshua and God, we are called to go forth in the earth and to further the kingdom of God. And so if you're not living that life, I would encourage you to come on the journey and just come and be willing to pursue the Lord and to surrender before Him. That's what I did. I basically said, okay, Lord, I give everything to you. I give all of my life, all of my plans, all of my agendas to you. And you know what happens is when you do that, when you give God everything, then God says, I now can give you everything, all of my blessing and all of my goodness and my kindness. And that invitation is open to everybody. There's not anyone in the entire earth that God doesn't want to be in a true and real relationship with. And it's the place of freedom. It's the place of joy. It doesn't mean that there are not difficulties in life. Certainly, I walk through trials. But when your eyes are focused on the Lord, it's this joy that transcends everything and allows you to walk, with this understanding of who God is and therefore who you are. And so this is our goal as we do the journey, is for people, and people come from all over the world. You don't have to be a musician to do the program, but it is about worship.
Yes.
We have people who are intercessors who kind of do that track. We also have creatives, artists, painters, dancers, poets, writers, and then people who serve in houses of prayer or worship leaders and worship teams. And it will change your life. We've seen it really transform people's lives.
But anyway, I saw something, some rules. When you want to register to join the journey, that you have to go to a congregation. Is that true? Because some people who believe, who are believers in Yeshua, but anyway, they don't go into a church or a congregation, and they do a Sabbath at home or whatever. Is it a big requirement that you have to go to the congregation, or?
You don't have to be going to a congregation, but you do need to have, we ask everyone for a pastoral reference. It means that you do need to be accountable in your life and accountable spiritually to somebody. And so if you can provide a reference to us, then if you don't have a pastor or a congregational leader, but you have someone who is, that you're accountable to in life. And I believe that that is the way that God has called us to live, in accountability and in honoring of the Lord. If that is really an issue, you know, there's ways to work through it, but we do request a reference for every person.
Yeah, okay, so everyone can join it. And I was thinking by myself, maybe I will join it next year, but I have to see it, because I got some families from the United States also in April, so I have to see what I have to do, what I can do. So anyway, it's very amazing to talking to you, and also about the concerts and the music, what you're writing, and your CDs, and also God heals you with your injury, and God is good, because we have an amazing God. And so, yes, but anyway, but last but not least, do you want to say something to the people in the Netherlands and to Radio Israel?
I want to tell you that you are now the time, you are now the generation in your place where God has put you, which is in the Netherlands. And I'm convinced that God wants to wake up the nation of the Netherlands, the Dutch nation, to Him in greater measure and in greater numbers, because this is something that He desires to do throughout the earth. And I travel to many places. I sing and I speak in many different places. And there's it's special to the Lord that the people of the Netherlands will sing to Him, will worship Him, will be in relationship with Him in your own language, in your own culture, not being other people and not taking from other places, but actually just offering that sacrifice and building altars of worship to the Lord in your country, in the Netherlands, in this place. And so I just want to encourage the listeners. I want to encourage all the people of faith. Today in the Netherlands, there are people around you who need God. They don't maybe understand it. They maybe don't know it, but they need the breakthrough and the joy and a peace that passes understanding. And so I just want to encourage you to pursue God, to rise up with everything that is within you, to have faith and courage to go forth in what God has called you specifically to do, but also, I pray, in unity as a body that loves people well and that loves people into the kingdom of God.
Thank you so much. But Sarah, we live in a... When we see the world, it's something, it's horrible to see it. And what I see this morning also on the news about Israel, all the missile rockets. So how is the situation now in Israel?
Well, we've had a dramatic morning. We've had over 150 rockets today. I actually live in the north of the country, and our program where we are, the worship program is in the north, so we don't... deal with, you know, immediate danger, immediate problems in terms of security. So I'm watching it, you know, on the news, just like you're watching it from wherever you are in the world. But we know that God is watching over us and watching over the people of Israel, and also over this entire area, the whole Middle East. You know, God is doing things now, and we see more and more testimonies that are coming out of this place specifically. Sorry, my phone just went. And so I know that even though we see or we experience unrest, it's because this turns, you know, this causes people to ask questions, this causes people to search for answers. And our prayer is that they will understand who is the God that's protecting them, and that true peace, real peace, is only through the Messiah, through Yeshua.
Amen. Because when I read, when we read Matthew 24, that Yeshua asked to prepare to aware for awareness. I mean, there are wars or rumors of wars, and we have to prepare it for the day that Yeshua will coming. And so. In my one of my program, I read Matthew 24, and when I see Europe is not ready for it. I mean, there is so much wrong here in Europe, and I try to tell people what is really going on, and especially when you see to Israel, because Israel is very important. And but anyway, we have to pray for it, and we have to pray for the peace of Israel, for Jerusalem, for all the nations here in the world. And Sarah, it was a great honor to talking to you, and I wish you God's blessing for you, for your family, and that you may bless more people with your great music. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you so much, and send my love to all the Jewish people in Israel.
Okay. Can you also mention at some point the website where people can get a music?
Ik vond het echt heel erg leuk om met haar te kunnen spreken. Een aantal weken geleden was ze in Nederland met haar band en een company choir, met wie ze 3 concerten gaf in Harderwijk, Rotterdam en Aalsmeerderbrug. Sarah heeft 3 cd's gemaakt. I Am Before You, A Pure Heart, en haar nieuwste cd, die dit jaar is uitgekomen, God of Miracles. Voordat zij zich helemaal aan God overgaf, heeft zij wel het een en ander moeten doorstaan. Sarah heeft een tijd in Amerika gewoond, gestudeerd, en had er een goede baan. Maar God had een heel ander plan met haar. Ze heeft er behoorlijk mee geworsteld. Na haar cd A Pure Heart heeft ze 4 jaar lang een gehoorprobleem gehad. Ze kon niet meer haar muziek voortzetten. Maar God heeft echt een wonder in haar leven gedaan. De nummers die zij schreef op haar cd God of Miracles, heeft ze echt laten horen dat God, de God van Abraham, Isaac en Jacob, de God van Israël, een God van wonderen is. Ik wil heel graag met jullie Jesaja 41 vers 18 tot 20 lezen en 43 vers 19. Ik zal op kale hoogten rivieren doen ontspringen, midden in valleien bronnen. Ik zal de woestijn maken tot een waterpoel, het dorre land tot waterbronnen. Ik zal in de woestijn de ceder zetten, de acacia, de meert en de oliehoudende boom. Ik zal in de wildernis de cypress plaatsen, samen met plataan en dennenboom, opdat men ziet en erkent, bedenkt en tevens inziet dat de hand van de Heere dit gedaan heeft en de Heilige van Israël het geschapen heeft. Dan gaan we naar Jesaja 43, vers 19. Zie, ik maak iets nieuws. Nu zal het ontkiemen. Zult u dat niet weten? Ja, ik zal een weg aanleggen in de woestijn, rivieren in de wildernis. We weten dat we in een tijd leven waar dingen steeds moeilijker gaan worden. En zeker wat ons geloof aangaat. En Sarah heeft ons bemoedigd om door te gaan. Ook al zien we de onrustigheden in de wereld. Mensen begrijpen het niet en zoeken naar antwoorden. Maar we moeten blijven bidden en hoe moeilijk het ook vaak is. Vrede kan alleen maar komen door Yeshua de Messias. Het interview is opgenomen via de WhatsApp-video. En ik hoop dat jullie haar goed kunnen horen. Af en toe viel even de verbinding weg. En excuses voor de wat achtergrondgeluiden. En wil je meer over haar weten? Ga naar haar website sarahlieberman.com. En wil je de 10-daagse reis via Ascent Carmel meemaken? Schrijf je dan in via ascent-carmel.com. Dankjewel voor het luisteren. En ik wens jullie veel shalom toe voor nu en in de toekomst.
U hebt geluisterd naar het programma Tikva. Een programma van Radio Israël. Met muziek en bemoediging vanuit de Bijbel. Te beluisteren elke donderdag tussen 10 en 11. Met herhalingen op vrijdag en zaterdagmiddag om 4 uur. Presentatie Shirley de Vrede. Als u wilt reageren op deze uitzending, dan kan dat door een mail te sturen naar reactie@radioisrael.nl.